Well, it's time to find out what's on the hook with our local fishing expert, Nick Brunny. How you doing, mate?
Good, good.
Mate, have you been able to get out and drop a line in given all of this weather?
Yeah, been dodging showers. Have been able to get out to St Clair, which has been fishing really well, especially with all the inflows.
You know, does it mean when there's a lot more water coming in that there is a better chance of being able to catch a fish?
Yeah, it does. Look, everyone likes to fish a rising dam rather than a falling dam.
Right.
Falling dams are not really good for fishing. The fish sort of move up onto the edge of all that new flooded grass and shrubbery that goes under. So they're obviously chasing, you know, worms and bugs and things. So they do actually come up onto that edge, and it's fishing quite well up on that edge. So, you know, if you're fishing out of the boat, you cast back into the bank. If you're fishing off the bank, you know, just throw it out a few metres off the bank if you're fishing with bait or whatever, and, yeah, you'll pick up the fish there.
What have you caught recently, mate?
Well, the bass have been actually really good. I took out someone the other day who's done very, very little bass fishing, and they managed to get a few fish up on the edge on some hard body lures. And then as the sun went down, we switched to the surface lures, which again were getting absolutely smashed by the fish right up on that edge. So, yeah, the bass have been fishing really well. I've got a mate out at Lostock as we speak. He's getting some really big fish out there up on the edge. It's at 102% and spilling quite nicely. It actually looks really spectacular out there at the moment. Yeah, the fishing out there is really good. Glenbourne is fishing well up on the edge as well. But as I say, Glenbourne's sitting at 73%. St Clair at 63%. And with this rain over the weekend, you know, they'll probably go up another 3 or 4% in the next week. So it's all looking good for that summer months and getting out there fishing and boating.
Remember, we were about 18 months ago when those dams were about half that.
Yeah, well, the classic example is Copeton. You know, 18 months ago it was about 9%,
yeah.
And it's now spilling for the first time since 2012.
Oh, that's fantastic news.
Yeah, yeah, it's the fourth time it's ever actually spilled since it's been built. So, yeah, plenty of water, plenty of rain and a bit more to come, so looking really good for summer.
Well, and the dams sound like they're going to be fully stocked for the tournaments. Nothing coming up immediately, but 2022 looks like it could be busy.
Oh, it's a big tournament calendar, but 2022, there's a new player sort of coming to the tournament scene, which is great. Yeah, we're looking at February, a family bassing pro at Lake Glenbourne, and then the tournament series I fish, we're off to Victoria for a couple of double headers down there, but yeah, locally really start to kick in March. There's a Australian Bass Tournament double header. Basically, we fish for a week straight, 3 days St Clair, then straight 3 days Glenbourne, and then the family bass in sort of March, April, which is good for people wanting to get into it. But there's plenty around and plenty to watch, and yeah, if you want to turn up and have a go, have a look at the family bassing Facebook page. It gives you all the details. It's a great spot, great bunch of people to get into a bit of tournament fishing and really good social fishing.
Well, mate, I look forward to continuing to catch up through the warmer months when maybe the rain eases up a little bit and you can find some sunshine and somewhere to throw a line in to get something on the hook. Nick Brunny, as always, mate, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.